Chapter 2. The Sergeant Major's Visit. Mrs. White offered the Sergeant Major a seat by the fire. He shook hands with everyone and then sat down. He watched gladly as his hosts got out a bottle of drink and glasses and put a small pot on the fire. At the third glass, his eyes got brighter and he began to talk. The little family circle watched him with great interest as he spoke of wild scenes and great adventures, of wars and disease and strange peoples. 21 years of adventure, said Mr. White, turning to his wife and son. When he went away, he was a young boy working in the factory. Now look at him. It looks like it has been good for him, said Mrs. White politely.
I'd like to go to India myself, said the old man, just to look round a bit, you know.
Better where you are, said the sergeant major, shaking his head. He put down the empty glass and shook his head again.
I would like to see those old temples and holy men, said Mr. White.
What was that you started telling me the other day about a monkey's paw or something, Morris?
Nothing, said the soldier hurriedly. Certainly nothing worth hearing.
Monkey's paw? Asked Mrs. White curiously.
Well, it's just a bit of what you might call magic, perhaps, said the sergeant major. I don't know if I should tell you.
Oh, please do, said Herbert.
I really don't know, replied the sergeant major. Well,
his three listeners leaned forward, excited to learn more. The visitor absentmindedly put his empty glass to his lips and then set it down again. His host at once filled it for him. The Whites hoped the drink would make the sergeant major relaxed enough to tell them more about the monkey's paw. They watched the sergeant major and waited.